I'm Kamaya.
And you're listening to WPFW Washington.
The adults have the music. My parents have the music. The teens have the music. But what about me? I said the adults have the music. My parents have the music. But where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And my name is Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And welcome back to another wonderful hour of music and stories and conversation, all about family and children's music.
And today is special because we're going to have a We Nation sneak peek.
Ooh, sneak peek. What's a We Nation sneak peek?
It's a little excerpt or snippet of our podcast where we interview artists, musicians and storytellers.
Teachers.
Authors.
Yes.
And then you get a little sneak peek of it, and you can go to WeNationRadio.com podcast to listen to the full interview.
And so, and today, in honor of the death of the one and only Biz Markie, we're going to re-air a 2019 interview that we did with him. And it was such an honor to be able to talk with the legend, the beatboxer himself, Biz. It was so much, it was just a great interview.
It really was. Rest in power, Biz.
Yes.
We're going to miss you.
And then we're going to go back and have two more songs off of the All One Tribe album. And this is where we had 24 black artists of family music that came together to be able to play music. So stay tuned for that.
Well, Uncle Devin, let me give you a high five for that. Featuring Shine and the Moonbeams.
Here on WPFW 89.3 FM.
I see.
bullies never win. Bullies never win.
Here he comes, here he comes.
Never win, their words float in the wind, round and round like a circle, in and up where they begin. Give a smile, get a smile, be nice to your friend, and watch your friend be nice to you. The cycle never ends, like hands ticking around the clock or spinning wheels that never stop. Good things come back to you when given from the heart. Love, peace, and light is what I spread every day. See, whatever you say returns like a boomerang. Bullies never win.
Todo lo que digo debería tener sentido. Mis palabras tienen fuerza, dirección y contenido. Lo que lanzo en este verso lo libero al universo, y como un boomerang da vueltas y ya viene de regreso.
Catching dog that's bringing the ball back. Your words always return to you, positive or not. When boomerangs are words are tossed, they travel far but never lost and come into your atmosphere. Now you understand it clear. Every word we say holds a little bit of weight. They lift up or break down. Be careful what you say now. Using them for good things, keep it simple and plain. Cause whatever you say returns like a boomerang.
There it goes, there it goes. Here it comes, here it comes. There it goes, there it goes.
It's a boomerang.
Here it comes, here it comes.
It's a boomerang.
Miro hacia el pasado, reconozco que he fallado, pero de eso se trata, decir yo metí la pata. Hablo desde el corazón, se vale pedir perdón. Hay que enmendar los errores y tratar de ser mejores. Lanza al mundo energía positiva, lo que lanzas ya regresa, es un boomerang la vida.
Ah, ya viene, ya viene, ya regresa.
Hey y'all, this is Caitlin from Alphabet Rockers, proud to be playing on We Nation Radio. Listen up to all the amazing artists out here on We Nation Radio, each song reflecting the amazing you.
When they ask you what you are, you respond, I'm a star. They don't really know what they do. It's no secret that you are you. When they ask you what you are, I'm a star, they don't really know what they do. It's no secret that you are you. But not just one thing. Traits and places, colorful faces, musical languages, beautiful faces. When they ask you what you are, yeah, you respond, I'm a star. They don't really know what they do. It's no secret that you are you. When they ask you what you are, you respond, I'm a star. They don't really know what they do. It's no secret that you are you.
I'm just me, a star in the night and its galaxy. Might not see it, yet I belong. Might see me one day beyond this song. How constellations shift and shed light, help you see new things that are bright. There's no limit, there are no labels. There's no stopping us, give
boy that like the color pink. Cause with color, it doesn't matter what others think. It's kinda cool when the girl's a tomboy. She wants to catch frogs in the mud, it's her choice. It's her voice, it's her way to go. It's her way to grow, it's her way to glow. Shine bright, blaze and be bold. Unearth your true colors, go be that rainbow. You be you, through and through. So you got two moms and two dads. Some say that's too bad, I say forget that. What's with all these haters? It's a world where love can never face us.
I will be a rainbow. I will let my star glow. I can chase the darkness into the light. I will be a rainbow. I will let my love flow. I can chase the fear back into the night.
USA, back in our grandparents' day, people risked their lives to pave a civil way. Justice and a dream, Dr. MLK, Rosa Parks, Harvey Milk, such meaning in one name. We've come a long way, historians say. Now who'd have guessed we'd elect a black president? A new modern family for Uncle Sam. Now everyone's closer to Uncle Mitch and Uncle Cam. One dream, one love for each and every color, every lifestyle, culture, every other, all in together. Shiny, shiny, a little halo. Love is the way, so
I will be a rainbow. I will let my star glow. I can chase the darkness into the light. I will be a rainbow. I will let my love flow. I can chase the fear back into the night. I can shine so bright. I will be a rainbow.
You've come a long way with a long way to go. The roads are rainbows ain't paved with gold. It's paved with hard work and lifetimes of struggle. The privilege we have now is from lifetimes of hustle, lifetimes of muscle building. People power, you're everywhere. Kids are getting bullied hour to hour. There are more slaves today than ever in history. Just why we can't evolve, it's a sad mystery. I call it hate in the name of God. More like hate in the name of fraud. They better stop in the name of love before they break our hearts. Think it all over, baby, love is smart.
I will be a rainbow. I will let my star glow. I can chase the darkness into the light. I will be a rainbow. I will let my love flow. I can chase the fear back into the night. I can shine so bright. I will be a rainbow.
What you do, what you do, what you do. Gotta go 100 or it doesn't mean a thing at all. Gotta go 100, 100, 100. Gotta go 100 or it doesn't mean a thing at all. Gotta go 100, 100, 100. Gotta go 100 or it doesn't mean a thing at all.
You're listening to We Nation Radio with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita. That was Uncle Jumbo with Go 100 from the All One Tribe album.
Yeah.
By the One Tribe Collective.
And that was an album that we had 24 family music artists. First time in history that this has been done. Mm-hmm. All of us come and bring in different music. In fact, you can find and listen to all types of genres on that. Go to onetribecollective.org to learn more about that song. Prior to that, we had Rainbow featuring our great friend Karen Kay and Mr. Cookie Jar. Love that song.
And prior to that, we had Alphabet Rockers with What You Are.
Off of their Grammy-nominated CD. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're two-time Grammy-nominated artists, bringing the hip-hop in consciousness, conscious rap in hip-hop and children and family music. And then before that, we had 123 Andres, who's a Latin Grammy Award winner, with his song Boomerang.
Love that. That's become a fasting favorite, too.
Yes, absolutely. Now, what starts with a T, ends with a T, and is full of T?
Here's a possible clue by Kelly Nicole in her song, I'm a Little Teapot.
Here on WPFW 89.3 FM.
I got another lullaby for you. I'm a little teapot. And stout, here is my handle, bop, bop, bop. And here is my spout. Will you turn me over? Then I'll shout, tip me over, tip, tip me over, tip me over, tip, tip me over, tip me over, tip, tip me over, and pour me out.
Repeat after me. You ready?
I'm a little teapot. I'm a little teapot.
Short and stout. One more time. You ready? Here we go.
I'm a little teapot. I'm a little teapot. Short and stout. Short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my handle. Here is my spout. Here is my spout. When I get all steamed up. When I get all steamed up. Then I'll shout. Then I'll shout. Tip me over and pour me out. Tip me over and pour me out.
Let's slow it down.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, bop, bop, bop. And here is my spout. Will you turn me over? Then I'll shout, shout. Tip me over, tip, tip me shout. Over. Tip me over, tip, tip me shout. Over. Tip me over, tip, tip me over. And pour me out. Tip me over, tip, tip me shout. Over.
Service announcement. The following tale could be true. It could be you. Failure to heed its message could be critical to your future. And always remember the golden rule. Only a fool thinks it's cool to be a fool. Listen, there's two boys, one reads, one doesn't read. The one who doesn't read wasn't cause he couldn't read, he just wouldn't read. He didn't think he would need, so he didn't take heed, but wasn't quite up to speed. While the other boy sped, he was always ahead. He led with interesting things that he said, all kind of thoughts in his head that he spread to all those around him, all because he read. Now, as time goes, as the story's been told, both boys grow old and their lives unfold. One boy's a success, the other one's a mess. I bet you can guess who found happiness. Now, you can decide which guy's your type of guy, which side you reside on this reading divide. But if you take it from me, or try it, you'll see, the reading is key and helps set you free. Take it from me, or try it, you'll see, the reading is key and helps set you free. Take it from me, you'll see, Jolly D rhymes set you free.
There was a mouse that lived on a hill. There was a mouse that lived on a hill, roughest, toughest Buffalo Bill. He thought one day he'd take a ride. He thought one day he'd take a ride with a sword and pistol at his side. He was a smart little mouse indeed. He was a smart little mouse indeed. While he rode, he sang his ABCs. And he said A B C D E F G. A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P. Q R S T U V. Q R S T U V W X Y and Z. He rode up to Miss Mouse's door. He rode up to Miss Mouse's door. He knocked and he knocked till his fist got sore. Miss Mouse, she did not answer no. Miss Mouse, she did not answer no. So he sat down on the patio. He said, I'll wait and eat this cheese. He said, I'll wait and eat this cheese, eat and say my ABCs. And he said, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q, R, S, T, U, V. Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Then Miss Mouse, she answered the door. Then Miss Mouse, she answered the door. He fell on his knees to the floor. He said, Miss Mouse, I'm on my knees. He said, Miss Mouse, I'm on my knees. He asked Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Miss Mouse said, you can marry me. Miss Mouse said, you can marry me if you know your ABCs. And he said, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q, R, S, T, U, V. Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. The first to the wedding was Mr. Rat. The first to the wedding was Mr. Rat. He ate and he ate till he got too fat. The second to the wedding was Mr. Skunk. The second to the wedding was Mr. Skunk. He drank and he drunk and he drank and he drunk. The third to the wedding was Mr. B. The third was Mr. Bumblebee. All night he said his ABCs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Q, R, S, T, U, V.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, N, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Oh, I think I'm going to take a nap.
Wake up, Uncle Devin. Jazzy done put you to sleep.
She really did. You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist with Auntie Lolita. And yes, that was the one and only Jazzy Ash with All the Pretty Little Horses.
And before that, we had Beautiful Brown Babies by Kimberly Stewart.
And that was off of the All One Tribe album.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
By the One Tribe Collective. Find out more information, go to onetribecollective.org.
And then prior to that, we had Kenny Vaughn and the Art of Love with There Was a Mouse.
Mm-hmm. And before that, we had Jolly D with Two Boys. Yes. I like that one.
Yeah,
I do.
A good friend out of the Washington, D.C. area. And then we opened up with I Am a Little Teapot that starts with the T, ends with the T, and is full of tea.
And on today's We Nation Sneak Peek, we're actually giving you the full and complete interview of the late and great Biz Markie.
Nobody beats the Biz.
I mean, Biz was instrumental in the development of hip-hop. But he also loved children. So you could find him on Yo Gabba Gabba with Biz's Beat of the Day. And he was just a really, really gentle giant.
Yes, he really was. And he was so gentle with us to be able to give us an opportunity to interview him in 2019.
What a privilege that was.
Yes.
And we're going to share it with you.
Okay, you're listening to Uncle Devin's show. And I am honored to have the notorious and the wonderful a hip-hop legend himself, Biz Markie. Welcome to the Uncle Devin Show.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, you know, I had to have you on for a number of different reasons. My show focuses on the importance that music plays in a child's development. Now, I know that you are a legend, that, you know, you've been 30 years in hip-hop. I know that your song, Just a Friend, made VH1's list of 100 greatest hip-hop songs of all time. But I also want to talk a little bit about the work you've done on Nick Jr.'s show and also some of the children's related stuff. Can you talk a little bit about your experience on Nick Jr.'s Yo Gabba Gabba?
Well, me and two other guys, Christian and Scott, we developed a show called Yo Gabba Gabba. And, you know, I didn't like what was on TV, whether it's BET and all that, and kids is watching stuff like that. So we came up with a kid show. You know what I mean?
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you was one of the creators of it. I wasn't sure if you just was on there. Okay, so, and I'm honored to hear that. So, and you were doing, at that time, not only were you creating it, but you did the Business Beats of the Day. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, that's an honor. That's wonderful work. What was your experience like with working with children, and what was the reception that you received across the nation and the world with that?
Well, I'm always great with kids. That's why they call me like a professional babysitter, because I know how a kid thinks, and I know how a kid moves.
Yeah.
And I know how to uplift the kid when he's down. So, you know, I've always been great with kids.
Oh, wonderful. What was your musical influences when you were a child growing up that led you into becoming the hip hop phenom that you are?
Well, my pops was a saxophone player, and he played in a lot of jazz clubs. But besides that, I liked the Michael Jacksons in the beginning, but then when hip hop started in like 76, 77, that was it.
Right. Yeah.
I like nobody else, but like the L Brothers, Fast and Furious 4, Breakout, and groups like that. And, you know, then when records came out, like, Rapper's Delight.
Yes.
I liked the tapes more than I liked the records.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
The cassettes was the real street music.
Right.
A record was just a record. You know what I mean?
Right. So then from your experience, and I love to talk about that origin of hip hop, because at the beginning, it was about storytelling, which anybody could relate to, even children. Talk about some of the pioneers that you remember listening to who had some stories. Of course, some of the stories may have been you know, for an older crowd, but even some that had influences on you when you grew up.
Well, it wasn't about the story that had the influence.
Okay.
It was just about the person, the people on the mic,
okay,
and the DJ.
Okay.
Well, how a DJ can cut records, yeah, and how a DJ can mix. That's what was my influence.
Okay. Yeah. And I can see that. Now, you a DJ yourself. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you grew up, I know that you you were from Harlem, but you grew up in Long Island.
Long Island, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And from what I remember, you began your journey beatboxing throughout the hearts of hip-hop lovers and all of that, through, you know, all over the place. Talk a little bit about how and why children relate very keenly to you doing beatboxing. Because that I love your videos, the Beats of the Day, and it seems like it's just a natural way to connect with children.
Well, it's something that kids, even though I can do it great, a kid can always use his mouth. It's a body part. It's just like mm-hmm. Bobby McFerrin hitting on his thing. A kid, this is like, if, you know, if you play with a kid, you shake his hand too fast or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everything that's natural, a kid loves.
Right. That's right.
And even if it's a superhero or something, mm-hmm. they know that they can try to get to that point. Mm-hmm. So with me doing the beatbox, and I'm doing it with my mouth, and I'm doing it simple enough for them to do it, it's something catchy, and then they can play with it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I see. Wow. So now, with your work with Sharknado 2, I believe you were either in that or a part of that. Talk a little bit about that.
I was in it. I was a pizza shop owner.
Okay.
And so they asked me, did I want to be in it? I said, what? Sharknado? Hell, I want to be in Sharknado.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing, Biz, I really appreciate is, I think it was, what comedian was that used to talk about happy rap? I forgot which one it was. Bernie Mac, I think it was. But I love the fact that when people think of Biz, they automatically start smiling. They don't think of this hardcore, even though you know, hardcore in terms of your delivery, don't get me wrong, but in terms of just, you know, this culture of just gangster. You represent and symbolize a very happy time, I would say, and a very progressive time in hip hop. And it seemed like it was a natural progression for you to go into the children's music. Now, you've done some other work with SpongeBob SquarePants as well. What was that about?
Yeah, I was doing Yo Gabba Gabba, and creator came up to me and said, yo, you want to be on SpongeBob? I said, hell yeah. But I used to watch SpongeBob myself. I'm like a little kid myself anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? To me, if we don't honor the kid in each one of us, then I think we're really doing ourselves a disservice. And that's what I do here. I'm a drummer and, you know, here in D.C., and I just dedicated my art form to creating children's music. I'm known as the children's drum cushionist, and I pattern myself after the work, you know, people like yourself are doing to try to really elevate it. But let me ask you this: in the black community, do you think that there's enough, or do we need more music dedicated to children? Do you see that it's do you see it as a problem, as some may see?
I think that we just do music, but it don't have to be no curses.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It don't have to be derogatory. Just use your skill. That's what I did when I did my records, like, whether it was me, whether it was Big Daddy Kane, mm-hmm. whether it was Rakim. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about being hard and killing and this and that. Mm-hmm. We were just making records. We were just trying to see the best rhymes that we could think of.
Right. Absolutely. And some rhymes y'all did. That was absolutely phenomenal. And I know that you were on Nick Cannon's Wild and Out. I mean, your television credits are just enormous. What do you have coming up? You have anything coming up? I believe you're going to be at the Fillmore coming up soon.
I'll be at the Fillmore on Friday.
Okay. And
I'm getting ready to do my own radio show.
Oh, really?
I'm doing it on SiriusXM. I'm just trying to come up with the title right now.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And is it going to be hip hop driven? Is it talk show? What's the format?
It's going to be stories and hip hop. You know, I got a million stories. I've been with everybody.
You know, I'm loving. I watch my wife and I watch a lot of YouTube, and just watching people's stories. I know the comedy stories and the background stories is important, but to have people like yourself to have such a rich history and can share that with us is great.
Yeah, so, I got a whole bunch of stuff. Where are you from?
DC. I'm born and raised here in DC.
Yeah. Yeah, I got my cousins with Essence, white boy.
Oh, that's your cousin? Oh, now I see the connection. Okay. Yeah, well, see, all that sound is what I grew up on. That's why my tagline is, the Uncle Devin Show is an interactive musical experience for children that use drums and percussion, a dynamic cross between DC's Trouble Funk and Schoolhouse Rock. But I can't exclude Rare Essence and EU and the rest of them that are there.
So, and rest in peace, Chuck Brown, Little Benny.
Yes,
Foot.
Yes.
Boy.
Well, talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind. I mean, what from your perspective, what's the connection between go-go and hip-hop going back to when you started?
First of all, go-go, they had breaks. Whether it's, mm-hmm. like the first break we cut go-go-wise was Bustin' Loose.
Right. Right.
Then another good record was Body Moves that we used to cut. Cocaine. And another record, beyond that, you had EU Freeze, and you had Pump Me Up, and you had Let's Get Small. Them are important records.
Yes. Yes.
In hip hop. When I'm talking about important, that's why if somebody talking, I'm like, yo, that was an important record.
No, I mean, you know, I mentioned Trouble Funk. That was absolutely one of my, all the groups I grew up around, but Trouble Funk, I followed them a lot, and I knew when they first signed on the Sugar Hill label back in the, I think, late 70s or early 80s, and then
Sugar Hill came out in 79.
79, yeah, 79, exactly. And then start seeing what, you know, how people were sampling from KRS-One and all of that. And, I know you say you
KRS-One was in the 90s and the 80s.
Okay. Okay.
Early 80s.
Okay. But like did the African Mambata and them do a lot of mixing with? I think they did a lot of cut ups with a lot of the DC bands as well.
Oh, yeah. they're the ones that started it.
Right.
You crazy. Bam, Islam, and Jazzy J and Red Alert.
Yeah, that's
it. We had to go to the jams and look at them and see, yo, where you get that record from.
Wow. Okay.
TTED and DETT and all them labels.
Yes.
And Experience Unlimited, you know, with EU, all of them was important.
Okay. Well, Biz, listen, I ain't going to take too much of your time, but I really want to say thank you for the work that you continue to do, but you have done in children's music. And I may follow up with you even more, because I didn't even realize that you had that history of helping to start that Yo Gabba Gabba. And but it was so important.
I did a lot. That's why I'm a good role model, because I don't never drink or smoke. I don't have to do that. And I always teach kids that you don't have to do anything to be cool. You can just be cool within you.
Man, and that you are, man. Brother, thank you very much for your time. And I'm going to make sure I spread the word about your shows and about the important work that you're doing.
All right. Thank you,
Luke. All right. Take care.
It's Weed Nation Radio with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita. If you want to reach us, you can email music@weednationradio.com. Or reach us via our social media outlets at We Nation Radio, and that's We with two E's.
Yeah, and we just want to say rest in love, Biz Markie. We thank you for what you've done and for the music industry. Our hearts always go out to you. But listen, you know what? I want to make sure we end with a little bit of his music. You see, he had a vision for family and children's music unlike any other. And so we want to play his song, Making Music with Your Mouth, Biz. Of course, that's about percussion instruments, and I'm the drum percussionist, so we got to play it. So, Biz, this is in honor of you.
I want to, I want to. I want to, I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Biz Markie. And well, I'm the human orchestra called Biz Markie. Making music all the way is my specialty. When I go, I want you. Girls get excited. When they hear my lyrics, they wanna recite them. I know you're in the mood. Just go with the flow. And I can play rapping records and all disco. Like Beat It, Billie Jean, by Michael Jackson. All the trenches to your ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it. You will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music, make your mouth feel.
rock on the mic, you know the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls' heart pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, book my mouth. I'ma tell you party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what's wrong with that kid making that strange noise? It was like for all the flyers and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When it came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth is.
Make the music with your mouth is. make the music with your mouth is.
Real difficult, even knock me out my socks. It's a moving combination with your lip, tongue, and throat. Use your teeth in your nose for a mysterious I know. I like doing it as a hobby or a job. People treat me like a star and surround me in the ball. It's not all the pop spitting, breathing hard and chewing. You need practice, be ambitious and schooling. Let me tell you, party people, you gotta admit, anything that you want, you gotta work hard for it. That's why I like doing sound. It's hard to achieve, make it two or three sounds. And one time you can't believe, when I walk down the street, people crowd around me. It's like all them sounds and one time it's marquee. I tell them it takes a lot of practice and lip control. I've been doing it since 15 years old. And everywhere I do it, the people say I'm good. I even get big respect in my own neighborhood. I'm telling you a fact, it's just like it is. Even mom, pops, and cops say, what a biz. Everywhere I go, I always drop the boat. Gonna end this rhyme with this one note. Not gonna act conceited and say I'm the best, but I'm guaranteed to pass any kind of test. I say they're fine with funky fresh lyrics. When I do the beat, the party people going to hysterics.
Make the music beat your mind, bitch. Make the music beat your mind, bitch. Make the music beat your mind, bitch.
You heard the person and out here to see. For all human beatboxers, I created ego, that's why I'm here. To say today that I'm doing my beat in a special way, making musical tunes orally, I have perfected. I'm very well known, greatly respected. I like to thank people without no doubt. Peace, high party people, it's time to break.
Make the music, make the music, make the music with your mind.
That's the one and only Biz Markie. Rest in love, my brother. Thank you for everything, and you will be missed. Well, listen, we got to make way for Donald Temple and Lovethology. Thank you for tuning in to WPFW 89.3 FM here in the nation's capital. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And remember, life is a drum.
So beat it!
See you next time. Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, Vince. Uh-huh, we'll see you next time.
That piano for me, Adam. I'm gonna see you next time.
Goodbye, Mark.
play them drums, man.